the way we remember, the way our brains work, the way things happen and we make things happen, they don't come from the facts that we know. We all know the facts. But how do they fit into our larger story? That's how we make our decisions to move forward. How does a story make me feel? You know, Maya Angelou said it best. She said, you know, you'll forget what people tell you, forget what people do to you. You'll never forget how people make you feel. And we've been telling stories forever. The Bible undoubtedly began as a story, told from one to another, finally written down, read, believed. And people don't embrace a religion. They don't embrace an idea. They're not going to follow you into that jury room and do what you need to do based on some facts. They do it based on your story, and that's why they move. Stories may not be accurate. You may not believe the story of the creation, that we were born in, you know, that the world was created in 7 days. Doesn't mean it's not true. It simply means that perhaps you may look at it as a myth we have chosen to establish, because if you look at it, it really kind of follows what we now know to be the scientific facts as to when things occurred, let there be light, and there was light, Big Bang.